This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Jonathan Wilson. Date of birth, May the 19th, 1965. Case ID number is 633-2212. Date of exam, October the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from South Heart Clinic, dated 7/25/2023. Harlingen Medical Center, dated 10/4/2022. And from Dr. Gerardo Monico, dated 11/11/22. Identifying information, this is a 58-year-old married male with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart problems, comma, hypertension, comma, decreased vision, comma, depression, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was October the 3rd, 2022, where he worked as a parts manager at a body shop for 2 months. Before that time, he was a truck driver for 30 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a rented house with his mother-in-law and his family, and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, heart problems. Number two, hypertension. Number three, decreased vision. Number four, depression. And number five, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, heart problems. The claimant states that in 2017, he had problems with his heart and was having a myocardial infarction, and eventually a stent was placed in one of his arteries. Then on October the 4th, 2022, he presented himself to Knapp Medical Center and was transferred to Harlingen Medical Center, where he was hospitalized for 4 weeks, secondary to having a second myocardial infarction. The claimant went on to have a coronary artery bigraft surgery times 5 on October the 7th, 2022. Then, a month later, he presented to the hospital again, and most of his grafts were blocked. They were opened up again with IV solution for reopening his clogs with anticoagulants. He states the character of the pain was a pressure pain located in the mid-chest area, which would radiate up to his neck area, and the pain would last for approximately 20 minutes. It was a pain that he had at least once a week. He states that the pain was precipitated by exertion and would get worse when he was active. He denies any chest pain with resting or food intake at this time. He is presently on no nitroglycerin tablets and states that resting and antacids do help him with his chest pain. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, diaphoresis, comma, and dizziness. He denies any palpitations, comma, nausea, comma, or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, smoking, comma, and high cholesterol. He denies any history of diabetes mellitus. The claimant does have a history of gastritis, but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath and orgnea, where he needs to sleep with three pillows at night. He denies any pedal edema at this time. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease with coronary artery bigraft surgery times 5, stent placement times 1, myocardial infarction times 2, and a history of cardiac arrest times two initially. His ejection fraction at this time is 44%, and his condition is guarded. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, frontal headaches, and blurred vision. The claimant has had multiple in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction times two, with severe coronary artery disease and cardiac arrest times two. He denies any cerebral vascular accidents or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 124 over 81 mmHg. He is presently taking carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams BID, spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD, amlodipine, bisalate, 10 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD, metoprolol, succinic ER, 100 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and he does have a good blood pressure reading today. Allegation number three, decreased vision. The claimant states that since 2013, he has been nearsighted. He does suffer from glaucoma and hypertension. He denies any diabetes mellitus or trauma to his eyes. He has problems with both eyes and does wear glasses at this time. He states his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is poor. The claimant had left eye glaucoma surgery performed in 2016, and then on the right eye he had glaucoma surgery performed in 2017. He eventually developed a left eye cataract from the surgery and had cataract removal also in 2017. He is presently taking or applying Zatator 0.025% solution, one drop to affected eye BID. And neomycin, Bactrim / optic drops, one drop TID to both eyes. His condition appears to be stable. His Snellen vision is OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/200. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. And binocular corrected is 20/25. Allegation number four, depression. The claimant states that since 2022 in November, when he had his second blockage of his arteries, he started to develop severe symptoms of depression. He has had suicidal ideations, but denies any suicidal attempts. He states that he wishes he was already dead. He suffers from anger, crying spells, sadness, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, insomnia, and decreased appetite. He states his memory is okay, but that he feels very lonely with his children still living in Tennessee, and states that he has very few family members here in the valley. His son, who was the oldest son, was killed by a drunk driver on July the 21st, 2021, and he has had difficulty coping with this loss. He is presently taking escitalopram oxalate, 5 milligrams QD, and diphenylhydramine hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QHS as needed for insomnia. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2022, he was evaluated for his cholesterol level because he had had multiple myocardial infarctions. He denies any cerebral vascular accidents. The claimant states that he does have a normal cholesterol level, except for a very low, high-density lipid, which he states has been causing his blockage of his arteries. He is presently taking atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, and states that the medication appears to be helping him a little bit. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 8 hours, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. David Ortiz and Dr. James Stone. He is presently on no medication for pain and states that he does very minimal physical activity but does mow the lawn when he's up to it. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally going to the grocery store, comma, and helping out with chores around the house. Family history. His mother died at the age of 80 from diabetes mellitus. His father died from the age of 79 from hypertension, heart disease, myocardial infarction. He also had a coronary artery bypass surgery times 3. The claimant has a brother who is 59 who has also had some problems with his heart. Medications, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD, bupropion hydrochloride, 300 milligrams QD, neomycin / poly / Bactro / Dex optic drops, 1 drop TID, oxygen 2 liters per nasal cannula, sporadically used as needed, Zatator 0.025% solution, 1 drop into affected eye ophthalmically, BID, Carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID, Spironolactone 25 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD, Brilinta 90 milligrams QD, atorvastatin calcium 40 milligrams QD, amlodipine bisalate 10 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, lisinopril 20 milligrams POBID, metoprolol succinic ER 100 milligrams QD, escitalopram oxalate 5 milligrams QD, omeprazole 40 milligrams QD, diphenylhydramine hydrochloride 25 milligrams QHS. Medical problems. Hypertension, comma, history of myocardial infarction, ST elevated myocardial infarction with severe coronary artery disease, history of cardiac arrest times 2, history of coronary artery bypass surgery times 5, which was performed on October the 7th, 2022, history of shoulder surgery, comma, history of left eye glaucoma surgery in 2016 and on the right side in 2017, left eye cataract removal in 2017. history of thumb surgery, comma, depression, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and questionable hypothyroidism, not being treated at this time. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking vodka, one half bottle per day for 2 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant did use marijuana and occasionally uses it for his anxiety and depression. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 218 pounds, height 5 feet, 10 and a half inches tall, BP 124 over 81 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%, BMI, 31. General. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were mildly abnormal, especially for the left eye. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? There is a 23-centimeter vertical chest scar where the claimant had had a coronary artery bypass surgery times 5 performed. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant had some clubbing and cyanosis noted in his upper extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you please drop down to skin? No lesions appreciated over body. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal on the last page? And the second paragraph, there is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position, it was 70 degrees on the right side and 50 degrees on the left. Could you please drop down to after neurological. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of heart disease and coronary artery disease with coronary artery bypass surgery times 5. The claimant is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity, especially for the left eye. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to coronary artery disease with history of myocardial infarction times 2 and cardiac arrest times 2. Probable diagnoses, heart problems, dash, confirm with medical records. The claimant has had coronary artery disease with a stent placed in one artery and a coronary artery biograph surgery times 5, and a history of myocardial infarction times 2 with ST elevation. He also has a history of cardiac arrest times 2 with an ejection fraction of 44% at this time. Allegation number 2, hypertension, being treated at this time with multiple medications. Blood pressure at this visit was 124 over 81 mmHg, which is normal. Number 3, decreased vision. Dash, confirm with physical examination, especially of the left eye. The claimant does have a history of glaucoma. And his eyesight vision binocularly is 20 over 25 with corrected lenses, but he does have problems with with his visual fields at this time on the left side. Allegation number 4, depression, dash, being treated at this time with a couple of medications, appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia, being treated. The claimant does have a normal lipid profile, except for a very low, high-density lipid, which he has been told is causing his coronary artery disease. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jonathan Wilson.